Blog Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial on in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. Still to come, Mark, you've got something about the camera being the new gun. I'd like to get to that, but your calls are the primary element here. Dale joining us from anarchyinyourhead.com. And we go to your phone calls, 800-259-9231. Let's start with Phil, listening to WSVG in Mount Jackson, Virginia. Hello, Phil.
Hi.
Hey, Phil, what's on your mind tonight?
All right. I usually don't call to bring up individual stuff that's going on in our government, bills and so forth, but there's a little something that I think that a lot of people should be aware of that is on the table right now because it's going to affect almost everyone directly in your everyday lives. I don't know, are you all familiar with how debit cards work and that there's an interchange fee that's collected by the bank or the credit union that you have your debit card through?
When
you swipe your card to pay for something from a merchant, the merchant has to pay an interchange fee back to the financial institution that you're with. As
now, that's the same as a credit card fee, right?
Yeah,
it's a 3%
similar.
Typically?
Yeah. Same thing. It's the same little fee. It's cost of doing business.
Sure.
Well, there's an amendment in this new financial reform package, and it's always reform when they're going to just regulate more. But there's this amendment. It's called the Durbin Interchange Amendment, which would pretty much take all that there's interchange fees and say, okay, banks, you're not entitled to any of that money. Even though it's your account that you're, holding for this person, it is, you're not entitled to these fees anymore.
Who is?
Well, apparently, these small businesses who are hurt by this. Now, of course, this also has been pushed forward by lobbyists from Walmart and other big businesses. Now, do you think any of those businesses are going to lower their prices like these politicians think that they will? Because, now they want to pay the interchange fee. They'll get to keep that, so they'll lower their prices.
It doesn't seem likely because, it's not like they have a lower cash price than they do a debit card price. Because there's different fees on using a debit card than there are on using a credit card.
There's different fees on different credit card companies,
right, different
too.
Credit cards have different – so they don't have a because I know that American Express is the most expensive one, having been in retail in the past. So they don't have an American Express price and a Visa price and a MasterCard price and a debit card price and a cash price. So those aren't being passed on to the customer. I think that, maybe there would be they might very well drop it a penny or two just because their overhead is decreased and the marketplace would cause would cause everybody to go into a sort of a competition mode there. But I don't expect you'd see any kind of notable decrease.
But wait a minute. I want to make sure. Question for clarification. Now, when you're talking about the interchange fee, and I don't know what all of the internals are of the banking industry and the credit card business. Is this only going to affect debit cards, or is this also going to affect all credit cards?
Right now, it's only going to affect debit cards. There is plan work to enact something similar on credit cards in a later bill.
Because what I had heard about credit card companies was that they were going to limit the amount of fees, like to 1.5% as opposed to 3 or something like that.
They haven't worked out anything on that because they haven't worked on that legislation. Because right now they want to push this through. This is one of those late night backroom, no one actually read the amendment type of deals that we see all the time in Congress. But what's happening with this also is that interchange fee is one of the reasons why banks and I bring up credit unions because I work for a credit union and they just made us aware of this today. That's the reason why they can offer free checking, a free debit card use, free online access, free web building. All these things you get for free are usually because they're paid for with the interchange fee.
Mm-hmm.
At least I know that's how we're structured. And I've worked for a couple other banks. That's how it's structured. I'm not going to say who I work for obvious
reasons.
Sure,
no, there's no reason for that.
But if the credit union I work for, if this goes through, we lose $250 million a year in income. And the credit union is not for profit. So it's not like, we're worried that's going to kill our stock price. No, this means that now we have to raise our interest rates because the reason any profit we turn goes back to our membership. So
that's a mess.
Now we have to start charging fees. Now we're going to start looking at charging fees for having a checking account, fees for possessing a debit card, fees for having this online access. And we're looking at, we're going to need, just to be able to provide a service, we need to collect $12 in fees for these services per month, per person, just to keep it afloat. And I thought, okay, so you're screwing the financial institutions, and you're screwing the consumers both ways, because they're not going to save any money, really, from these interchange fees going back to the merchants, nor are you helping them on the bank end, because now they're going to be charged fees from their banks just to have everyday products that they now have for free.
Yeah, it's the politicians once again believing that they could magically wave a wand and make something free, or, you know, to change the marketplace.
Change the economy,
the fact is that it costs money to move those little ones and zeros through the air.
Mm-hmm.
It costs money to print up those little plastic cards. It costs money to transact between bank accounts. Those things cost money, and, you know, that's just the way it is. That's why businesses don't have to offer credit card machines if they don't want to. They can do business in just cash if that's what they wish to do. But they don't wish to do that because they want to be able to get more customers through the door and give them convenience.
Now, what about what about the gateways? I mean, what about because when you're dealing with a credit card, and I know a little bit about this because I've set up the authorized.net. There are credit card gateway provider. When you're taking credit cards or debit cards, you're taking the Visa, MasterCard backed kind of cards, whether they be credit or debit or prepaid. You have to have a gateway. You have to have a company that is essentially the go between between you and the bank or you and the financial institution. Will they still be collecting a fee on? I mean, I imagine that's the case. So
they will. You see, it's only the bank's the interchange fee that's going to get cut out of this. Visa and MasterCard themselves will still make their money, but your bank, and this goes all the way down to the local level, and see, the whole point was to punish those banks who ruined our economy. The problem is that you're really punishing all the small community banks who, this is how they stay afloat and offer products that are competitive with the larger banks.
God.
What it's going to do is going to eliminate competition by doing this.
If the banking industry wasn't having a tough enough time in this economy with all the banks shutting down, closing. I mean, we've as Sam pointed out the other week, that there's been more banks closing this year than there were last year. It's just no one's talking about it.
I think another move to make Bank of America literally the bank,
government bank
of America.
I'll tell you this as someone who's been watching this go on. It's like they want to put their foot on the throats of all these institutions and lump everybody together as the big, bad banking industry. Well, let's not forget, your small community banks, your credit unions, they didn't ever engage in any of the subprime stuff that was part of what happened in the first place, yet they're going to be the ones who first take the fall.
So sad.
You know, and the very idea that these spineless politicians, and everybody knows that that's what they are the ones that are going to stand up and actually stand against the banks when the banks are the ones giving the big banks. I'm not talking about the little ones. The big banks are giving them money for their campaigns and all that other stuff. The big banks are the ones that are actually financing their way into Washington, D.C., financing their stay while they're there, financing their incumbency. The idea that they're going to stand up and champion for the little guy. No,
nonsense.
They're going to put on more theater that they always put on, and every time they pass some one of these regulatory things, it puts a bigger clamp on small businesses.
And they know
the bigger banks know that and want that.
What they're going to end up doing is they're going to champion people like me who just go to work and for $40,000 a year and do my job and come home. They're going to champion me right out of a job.
And
hundreds and hundreds of other people are going to lose their jobs because it's just to my company over time. I mean, they say they're not going to be able to do it, but I can't see how they're going to do business any other way.
The big banks probably support this legislation because they are likely, you know, running their own Visa, MasterCard operations. They're doing things at a level at which they could probably still offer free accounts to people. And then the little banks have these extra costs that they're taking on because they just don't have the economies of scale. And so now they can't offer free accounts anymore. And people are going to look at that. They're going to say, free account, $12 a month. They're going to balk at the $12, and they're going to go with the big banks. And it's
I
let us know what happens.
Tell about it.
Thanks. Let us keep us in the loop as to what happens with this. I appreciate the call. More coming up, Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You worry. If you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Our bulletin board system is there with over 500,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about. Head over to bbs.freetalklive.com and get interactive.
Have you tried to lose weight before but failed? I've had the same problem. Getting to the gym isn't always easy. You got a busy family life. The idea of cutting down and dieting, I've never been really very good at that. But I found a product that, an item called Caraluma, and I I wasn't able to find a product that I liked that had the concentration levels that I like, so I went, you know, found a friend who would make it for me, and it's called LumaThinPlus.com. I am endorsing it. You can go to LumaThinPlus.com, see my picture there, and, you know, do the whole thing. LumaThinPlus.com. It's even priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day. So you can lose weight the easy way. And do it for a dollar a day, LumaThinPlus.com.
Lots of information about LumaThin Plus available on last night's podcast. We did an extended interview where I asked you some what I considered, you know, the tough questions that I can think of to ask you about it. So hope you felt like your feet were held a little bit to the flames.
I didn't, because I felt like I created the product in as much integrity as I could.
Yeah. I asked the questions that I thought deserved to be asked in that case. So you can get that live from last night's podcast at freetalklive.com. We continue taking your phone calls about what you want. Let's talk to Charles in Alaska. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Charles.
How are you doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I was listening to the radio the other night, and me and my friend were driving back from hunting, and there was this gentleman on a program on 750 AM talking about the Citizens Auxiliary Police Force in California, which I have never heard of. I laughed when I heard about it, and I can only assume it is what Obama was preaching about when he said that our military was desperate for a citizen counterpart, which I just got out of the Marine Corps myself. I never heard anyone in the Marine Corps even breathe a word about something like that. What this gentleman was doing is he was going to, of all things, the A-Team movie and dragging people out of line that looked like they were, in my opinion, patriotic. Anyone wearing an American flag T-shirt, American flag patches on their clothing, camouflage pants, basically stuff most veterans would wear. And they'd go up to these people, and they would say, you know, excuse me, sir, you know, why are you coming to see this? They got an answer they didn't like, or that they thought the person might be going to see that because they believed what these gentlemen in the movie were doing were correct. They would physically pull them out of line.
That's what I thought I heard, too.
And basically interrogate them.
The A-Team movie?
Yes, sir. They said the first time they did it was a week or two ago at the previewing, or the one where they get the estimates for how good they think the movie's going to be.
Okay, I knew immediately when you said Citizens Auxiliary Police what you're talking about. What you have encountered is what I consider to be one of the best talk radio shows in America today, The Phil Hendry Show.
That was it.
Yeah, the Phil Hendry Show. Was it your first time hearing the Phil Hendry Show?
It was. Usually I listen to Alex Jones most of the time.
Okay, well, you've been duped, and that's what the Phil Hendry Show does. It's a brilliant satirical show where Phil Hendry, the host, plays the voices of his guests.
You spoiled it for so many people now. Opportunity to be duped, and now they're going to be prepared.
So great.
Just a joke.
I'm a fan. I love the Phil Hendry Show. He's one of my influences, and the guy is hands down the most talented talk show host in the business. There's nobody out there who can carry on a conversation with himself like Phil Hendry. The man is brilliant. He has multiple characters. In many cases, he can have multiple characters on with him. He's got himself, Phil Hendry. He's got his producer, Bud Dickman. He's got some other producer. Sounds like a black dude. I don't know what his name is. He's relatively new, and I don't listen a whole lot these days. But when I come across it, so he's got at least two producers in the studio with him. He's got his boss, David G. Hall, that calls in sometimes and harangues him live on the air,
and probably a dozen different sort of regular guests that they have.
More than a dozen.
It's all him.
More than a dozen, and female. He does female voices, children's voices, male voices. you know, he does accents, and it's just – literally, if you go and you look for Phil Hendry on YouTube, you can see the man in action. And it's one thing listening to the show. It's another thing to actually see him. He's got a phone in one hand, just a regular handset phone in one hand, and the other he's got a microphone in front of him. And he's literally going back and forth between the two. So he's got his mic – and he's got one hand on his board, so he's turning his mic on and off or potting it up and down as he goes over to talk on the phone off mic. And then he goes right back on mic, and he just jumps from character to character. And he's so good and so practiced at it, it's rare that you'll hear him mess up. Sometimes you'll hear him laugh on the phone, or you'll hear him break character occasionally, or he'll lose the accent.
See,
now that
Ian has explained it to you, the next time you listen to the show, you'll catch that. You'll realize, yeah. Oh, this is this guy doing all these voices.
Right, and he never talks over himself. And then
you, but you do
possible.
Get some real callers in. The real callers are the ones where people are outraged – Because, because the story is so outrageous.
Calling in just completely out of their mind, upset that someone even considered doing something like this.
Yeah.
So they took the bait.
It's purposely outrageous. Yeah.
So you you fell for it, but you didn't call in. Otherwise, you would have been one of those suckers that called in. So basically, it's kind of like a reverse phone prank if you think about it. Because when you typically do a phone prank, you're masquerading as a character, or you've got some sort of ludicrous premise that you would call into a talk show. He's actually running the prank in reverse by creating the ludicrous premise or character and putting them on as the guest on his show, and then essentially reverse cranking people by having the suckers call in. And when I first heard his show was when I was working in radio in Sarasota, Florida, and it was evenings at that time?
Yeah.
And he does an overnight show today.
He does overnights now.
But when I first heard it, I didn't, it took me a long time to figure it out. It took me listening for a number of times to finally figure it out. And he's just that good. Anyway, so there's my plug for our company. There's my plug for our competition.
Well, I didn't know about the A-Team movie until you called in. So
yeah, is there any? Is it out? The A-Team movie? Is it?
It's coming out soon, sir.
There you go. There's your answer. Anything else on your mind tonight?
No, sir. That's it. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Phil Hendry is the only show I ever actually paid to access a talk show website. And to his credit, it is a fairly extensive talk show website. Like, you can go way back in the archives and listen to old school. And he's kind of lost his edge. I've listened to his show recently. I got the new internet radio thing in my bedroom, the alarm clock internet radio, and so I can actually listen. I listen to our affiliate WXNT in Indianapolis. They carry his show on overnight, so if I'm up late enough, I'll listen to some of it. And he just doesn't quite have the same flavor that he used to a decade ago, but I'm glad he's back to doing characters because he left for a reason.
He left radio for a reason.
Yeah, he got tired of it.
That reason was he was tired, sick and tired of doing this character shtick that he was doing. And
it's got to be exhausting.
I feel like it's tired.
Liked Phil Hendry.
No, I never have. I liked it at first. The first couple of weeks I heard it. Oh, this is kind of neat. They're tricking people and stuff. and I'm done with it. I've heard it for me. Yeah, it's old. To me, it's old. So
because there's always a new batch of suckers that has never heard the show.
But
before.
I don't get off on seeing people treated like fools. Sorry, I'm not interested.
I could tell it was fake though. The moment I heard it, that's why it was so funny. I didn't really have much sympathy for the people who were fooled by it and called in.
Right. I have sympathy for them.
You're an idiot. You deserve that.
What did you not like Candid Camera either, Mark? I mean, it's kind of a similar concept.
There are times when Candid Camera was funny, and there's other times they made fools of people.
Harmless pranks. More coming up. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose, and healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888 888- 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at kerostove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to kerostove.com. Kero Stove, for family emergency solutions.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
This is customer service. How may I help you?
I'd like to cancel my order for your super skincare formula.
And why are you canceling?
Honestly, I found a product that really works.
Can I ask what it's called?
It's called Night Skin. It's the only cream I found that helps fade age spots on my skin.
Really?
And Night Skin supports the production of natural collagen. My face looks amazing.
Maybe you can tell me how to get Night Skin.
Before you spend tons of money on so-called quick-fix skin creams, try Night Skin. Night Skin is a scientifically formulated anti-aging cream made by Dr. Arthur Perry, an award-winning Harvard-trained plastic surgeon. For a limited time, he's offering a free sample of Night Skin to new customers. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free sample per household. Call now and try Dr. Perry's Night Skin free. Call 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Lots of features there. And unlike the Phil Hendry Show and those other talk shows out there, we give our site away for free. You get all the archives going all the way back to the beginning of 2009 in our podcast. And right there on the front page as well, the last week or so, you get it all for free. And so enjoy over at freetalklive.com. Listening options are available, by the way. You got live streams around the clock, broadband and dial-up versions, plus our webcam, which is brought to you by MemoryDealers.com.
Yeah, MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpacks, and X2s. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They're in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. We continue on with your calls about what you want. Doug is in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Doug.
Yo, this is Doug Danger. As a gay man and a gay journalist, I just want to say, Dale, I blow too. I mean, journalism blows, right? So as journalists, aren't we – okay, that's a Phil Hendry thing, of
it's
course.
It's a Phil Hendry character, yes, Doug Danger.
Yeah, who I love as well. Hey, but I got a question for you. I'm driving up north to the cabin with my nephew, and he's 13 and obnoxious, okay? He's always, like, screaming and you know, he's not holding still and doing anything. Damn it, these stupid games, and he keeps on, like, blood bug and all this kind of crap.
Blood bug? And
slug
I,
bug.
A slug bug.
Yeah.
You know, see a bug, you get hit.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it. It's an awful game.
Okay. What can we do? Jesus Christ, kid. Hold
it. Wow, are you all alone? Is it just you and him?
Yeah. What's see, we're going to the kitchen. I'm taking my mom.
You need to beat that child.
I'm thinking about it, sadly, because, you know, here's the thing. Sometimes, what do you do? What does this do? Hey, what is that?
So, Doug, is it fair to say, Doug, that you don't have children?
No, he's got a video game, but he has more fun, like, annoying me, I think.
Yeah. Maybe it's because you're letting him get to you. I don't know. I mean, it can't be easy. Do you have kids, Doug?
No, I don't. This is why I don't have kids.
Have you tried putting them in the trunk?
Mark, you're the only dad here. What are you gonna? I mean, wow, this sounds
like I've got a 13-year-old.
I gotta turn you down here just because it's so loud and obnoxious here, Doug. While we get an answer from Mark, Mark, I mean, you gotta speculate now. I mean, what's Jack gonna be like in another decade? How are you gonna handle it?
I suspect that you'll find that when somebody wants to screw with you, the bigger reaction, the better they like it more, the bigger reaction you give them. So yeah, you're giving them a reaction.
We used to play a game as kids, you know, the letter game. You look for the letters from the sign.
Yeah.
I tried to introduce this to them. I don't think you can read, though. All right? I mean, keep on saying, let's play. Are we there yet? And, you know, the alphabet game. And
this is a 13-year-old? This is a 13-year-old?
What do you mean four?
How many more hours do you have to be in the car with him?
I got a two-hour drive here.
Okay, well, it's not the end of the world then. I don't know what to tell you. We'll open the phones up.
Tell him stories of your youth. He'll become enthralled.
Get him a sugary treat, and then he'll have a carb crash.
Do that. Right.
Drugs. You can drug him.
He'll have an insulin crash.
Thanks for the call, Doug.
Give him a couple of Benadryls.
I'm going to open the phones up here to anybody. I mean, obviously, the phones are always open here, but the question on the table is from Doug. He's having a tough time. He's got a 13-year-old. With him, driving in the car, is driving him crazy. What does he do? What should he do? It's 2 hours, not the worst trip. It could be longer. It could be much worse. But what would you do if you were in his situation? I'm sure we have parents listening who have been through this before, and they know exactly. There's got to be some sort of easy solution.
I'm telling you, banana split with lots of sugary toppings on it. The kid will have a carb crash and fall asleep.
How about bribery? Bribery always is a good possibility where you could essentially tell the child, if you know what the child likes, you could tell him that, well, if he's a good boy, then he'll get X, maybe the banana split, down the line once you get to the destination. That's a possibility. I think the rewards or incentive system is a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, you're looking for serious solutions.
Okay. Yeah, man, he's got a serious situation on his hands there. I mean, would you want to be in that car? I can tell you, I had him on the phone here for 3 minutes or however long that was, 5 minutes, and I didn't want him on the phone very long. And the shrieking child in the background sounded like more like a 3-year-old.
You think the guy who called in with the Phil Hendry joke actually had a person in the car with him?
Yeah, that was my thought. Is he's a Phil Hendry?
No, he was on hold.
Phil Hendry.
No,
Phil
he was on. Thing. No, he was on hold before the guy from the Phil. The
so
Phil
you
Hendry.
Have some evidence, okay?
So yeah, I mean, do you think it was him making those noises in the background?
No,
maybe
it didn't sound like it. But
sounded like a child.
He was doing a really good impression. If that's the case,
yeah. Either way, the question still stands. Even if it were true that he was playing a game with us, the question still stands. Because parents have to deal with this crap. You know, you've got a kid in the car. They're ADD or whatever. They've got an attention issue. They can't. You give them the video game system, and that's not good enough. What else can you do?
I think part of it is if the kid's behaving like that, then you've probably already screwed it up. You know, I mean, there's a lot of stuff you do as you're raising your child that prevents that situation. I think, and you know, and if you start presenting, for instance, if you start presenting to a parent that maybe spanking your child and other sorts of corporal punishment are not the way to raise your kids, they'll say, well, but my kids will be totally out of control if I don't spank them. And I'm like, well, have you thought that if you exercise different options, some other methods while raising your child, that maybe it wouldn't get to that point?
Maybe they would show you the respect that you deserve as the person who is controlling the wheel of a machine that is traveling at a tremendous rate of speed that could possibly, you know, if you lose control of that machine, will, maybe end your lives. To show the respect that the person who's behind the wheel deserves. I agree with that that statement, Dale, but nonetheless, there still must be something that he could do.
Now you're in putting out fires mode instead of preventing the fires.
I agree with that. The prevention is certainly better than an ounce of prevention better than a pound of cure.
Yeah, I have to say, and I'll say this too. All these, I've seen a lot of homeschooled children in New Hampshire. Just amazingly, they seem very happy kids, very well behaved. They socialize well. And that's why I always often wonder, people who think homeschooled kids are weird, I think that's a bias, because they're used to seeing kids, what they're used to seeing is kids who are maladjusted and acting out because they're being held, they're not being allowed to mature at the rate they normally could.
I think this is absolutely true.
You know,
if you read the book Lord of the Flies, you said, oh my God, people would degenerate, children would degenerate without adult control. Mm-hmm. But that's half of it. This is what they act like in large groups. So what do we do with them? We put them in large groups and then put adults sort of in charge of them. Of course they use corporal punishment to keep them in charge.
One adult and like 30 kids, and then you have to resort to extreme measures versus like a situation which is healthy for kids is to have socialization with other kids in reasonable amounts, but with lots of adults around too. And you want kids not to learn from each other how to socialize. You want them learning from adults. You know, that's the whole idea. It's like they learn by watching and seeing adults interact with each other and go, oh, that's how I'm supposed to behave in a peaceful, interactive manner with other people.
I believe that to be absolutely true, Dale. And, you know, the homeschooled kids that I've seen are entirely respectful. And it's not because they're beat or cowed into submission or anything like that.
It's not
necessary. They've grown up around adults.
Yeah, well, right. I mean, it's an old one of the old axioms that I learned a long time ago and I think has been very important in my development is that the people that you associate with, the people whom you are friends with, are going to bring you up or they're going to bring you down. Another way I've heard that placed or said is that you're the average of the people that you spend your time with, basically.
Yeah.
You know, if you spend your time with a bunch of losers, you're probably a loser. If you spend your time with winners, then you're more likely to be a winner. And so the same thing applies to children. If they spend their time around other children, they'll be more childlike. If they spend their time around adults, then they'll be more adult-like.
Yeah.
And, in fact, Dave Ridley over at RidleyReport.com just put up a Ridley-O just recently about this very issue.
Really?
He interviewed Miller Travis, who is one of the movers here to New Hampshire. And he's young. He's 17. But he talks about how now that he's around more adults, that he feels he can tell that he has matured significantly as a result.
He's a mature young man.
He's around. More coming up here in the remaining moments. Time for your call about what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's Fix Dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week, whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant 20%. $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals
now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters.
You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques,
where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Only moments remain, but enough time for your call, if you make it right now. Again, it's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that. Go to promote.freetalklive.com, and you'll get a whole list of things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live onto more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and spread the message of freedom. Go on over to promote.freetalklive.com, and thank you in advance for everything that you do to help get Free Talk Live out there into more ears as we continue with your phone calls. Paul is listening in Charleston to WVTS. Hello, Paul. Paul.
Hi. How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I wanted to kind of comment on your ADD with that kid calling up and
I don't even know if ADD really exists. I think just boredom and teenagers. But go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I think it's a big scam. And, you know, if you look at all it is a way for people to be put on drugs, prescription drugs, which do nothing more than harm to our body. Every prescription drug has a side effect. And if you think about ADD, attention deficit disorder, and all that other stuff out there that they're promoting, we as people are naturally want attention from others. It's an instinct. You know, we want to have attention with other people. And
sure.
And these parents are sort of, I'm not a parent, but I have been around a lot of children, and I have watched people raise children, and I chose not to have children. And I think that they really depend on medical science way too much. And I've actually seen parents put teenagers on Valium. And I'm like, you got to be kidding.
Valium?
Valium. Yes. Yeah, the doctor prescribes a low dose Valium to them so they go to sleep because they're like 11, 12, and they're kind of like irate, and the mother can't handle it or the father can't handle it. And they go to the doctor. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. These prescription drugs are killing people. And it's also poisoning our water supply. And I just wish that really, really, that people would seriously just take a good hard look at the side effects of these drugs. And if we're going to get kids started on drugs at, 9, 10, 11, or 12, my gosh, by the time they get to 60, 70 years old, and you've seen it before in people, how many senior citizens do you see that are taking 12, 13, 14 prescription drugs a day because every drug that they've taken, because of prescriptions and medical diagnosis leads into side effects, and these side effects lead into more problems, and then more drugs get pushed.
Yeah, I share a lot of your concerns, and I thank you for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate it. At 800-259-9231, I think that the medical community, and especially the government people, are very quick to jump to drugging children as the solution to a behavior problem.
It's the easy out.
Yeah.
And it's
just
like,
take a pill.
It's just like, you know, the asylums or the group homes and things where they have to take care of people with some sort of mental disability or things like that. It's also the easy out there. And, you know, because these are people who need or high maintenance children. If you have 30 of them in a room with one adult like we were talking about, that's a high maintenance situation. And so the easy out is to drug them up.
You know, I think that ADD exists. I think it's at the end of a continuum. I think everybody has attention issues, and you know, people with ADD have huge attention issues.
But in many cases, it's people that just are bored. Yeah. Kids that are bored.
Agreed. I think that I personally believe that many, many of the cases, probably most of the cases, maybe the vast majority of the cases are diagnosed that, you know, they just want to give them drugs and solve the problem.
You see kids in this regimented situation in public school. There doesn't seem to be a lot of ADD.
I had a girlfriend who thought that, actually it was a fiance who thought that I had ADD. She was convinced, you know, and she was one of these sort of people that hypochondriacs, that doctors can fix anything, that kind of thing. So, you know, after a while, I'm like, sure, maybe my life would be better if I took some pill. I'll try it. And so I went to a psychiatrist, and because those are the ones that can, give prescriptions. And the guy's like, yeah, sure. You might have ADD. Here's a script. You know, so I paid for my appointment and essentially paid for the prescription to get the drug, paid for the drug, took the drug.
What drug was it? Do you recall?
Oh, I don't remember what the name of it was, but it was the drug you give people who have ADD.
Ritalin? If it was Adderall, you were probably having a nice day after that.
No,
it's kind of a drug. It's become sort of a recreational drug for some people. It's speed.
What I experienced, and I don't know what it's like. I don't know what it's like for everybody taking this. But what I experienced was this drug that sort of made the whole world fuzzy and blurry.
You know what? I should qualify. I'm not a doctor. That's just my. I'm sorry. Before anyone takes that at face value, go ahead.
I don't know anything about Adderall. Anybody who takes drug taking advice from you gets what they deserve.
So fuzzy.
Yeah, it just wasn't clear.
Not your vision, but your head.
Yeah, I couldn't focus on a task, and I tried it for a few days, and I decided because the doctor said you got to give it a few days, and I tried it for a few days, and I decided if this is what real life is like, I'm not interested. I'll go back to whatever ADD thing I've got going on. If that's the case, I like my world the way it is. I don't need this. You know, this is not a step up. This is not an improvement for me. So as far as I'm concerned, the guy, I bought the opportunity to try this drug out from this guy, and he knew that that's what was up, and he wrote me a script.
He knew
that happens a lot.
That I was buying the opportunity to try this out.
I see.
Kids don't have that option.
Right. They just get it crammed down when the teacher.
You need this.
Well, the teacher sees that she's got a student that's acting out in class, so she goes to the administrators they write them up, and then the problem keeps happening.
I think a lot of this is going to be about. I mean, you look at a Brave New World. A lot of this is about the world that we're having to live in. And it's not natural and healthy and reasonable to live in this world. And we're all being taught to get a job in a big company and sit at a desk for 8 hours or do a repetitive job for 8 hours, 5 days a week. And then, and I think it's going to take drugs for us to be able to function like machines in this increasingly slave-like form of society where we're all just cogs, and we're all supposed to just do our jobs, and then we're allowed a little bit of free time to be ourselves, and then get back to work, you know.
So the teacher will essentially, she's got a problem student, she goes to the administrators, they go to the what do they call them, the guidance counselors, and they determine that, well, the drugs would help this situation because we can't deal with you. We can't deal with your child. We don't want to deal with your child is really what it is. We don't have the ability to deal with this. Our curriculum sucks. It's not interesting. this child is bored. It's usually because they're too intelligent for the curriculum, too intelligent for the class. And so because of that, they're way ahead of the rest of the class, and they really just don't have anything else to do because they're bored to tears. And so rather than having some sort of curriculum specifically designed for them, because they can, it's a one-size-fits-all government school, they just decide to dope him down to the lowest common denominator. It's basically how I see what these drugs are being used for.
That's the way I see it, too.
Yeah, it's sad, and yet another reason to take your kids out of these government schools, because when they come to parents who are still kind of in this paradigm that the government knows best and that this is how things are supposed to be, when a government guidance counselor comes to a parent and says, look, your son's going to need Ritalin in order to continue going to school here. Oh, gosh, well, I can't afford private school, so I guess we'll go ahead and we'll go ahead and get him on Ritalin. Because the government must know best. I mean, this is a guidance counselor. They're trained to identify what these problems are. I can only imagine how many parents just kind of get suckered into putting their kids on drugs because they have this kind of authority reverence. There's reverence toward people that have this authority demeanor to them. And, well, you know, they must know. I'm just a factory worker. What do I know?
It also, you know, it's also probably, I'm sure it's a relief to some parents. Like, oh, my kid's not stupid. Then they've probably been convinced that their kid, they probably thought, well, my kid's just not very bright because he's not doing well in school. When in fact, their kid's probably an individual who hasn't been pounded into the robotic lifestyle of a student in a public school.
Right.
And that's probably a good, healthy thing. But they've been convinced that they're afraid their kid's stupid. And they're told, no, your kid has a disability and this drug will fix it. And so, then they probably feel relief. And so they're glad to put their kid on drugs.
Let's not forget the huge link in this puzzle is that when a school has somebody who has learning disabilities or whatever, suddenly they go from a small federal check to a much larger check.
Mm.
Not even just a federal check, but the taxpayers. You know,
yeah.
the school...
The per pupil amount.
Right. From $14,000 to $30,000.
$54,000. Wow.
That's what it's like.
Really?
Yeah.
We're out of time. It's been Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Joining you again tomorrow night for the live Saturday edition. So join us then online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.